Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Good Friday, the 29th of March. This week in our Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we are encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Saviour and King, to avoid spiritual distractions. On Good Friday, you're invited to turn to Matthew chapter 26 and verses 31 to 35. Jesus predicts Peter's denial. On the way, Jesus told them, "Tonight all of you will desert me, for the scriptures say, God will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I've been raised from the dead, I will go ahead of you to Galilee and meet you there." Peter declared, "Even if everyone else deserts you, I will never desert you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, Peter. This very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny three times that you even know me." "No," Peter insisted, "even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the other disciples vowed the same. On this Good Friday, we seem to be surrounded by scandal. Politicians who bend the truth, business people willing to break the rules, the UK Post Office scandal, people who are willing to put their closest relationships at risk, and more. In these verses from Matthew chapter 26, we are confronted with the scandal of the cross. Once a symbol of ultimate shame and disgrace, the cross now stands as the embodiment of God's profound love and power for those who believe. The crucifixion, a method designed to maximize disgrace, became the stage for the greatest act of divine love in human history. The practical application of this paradox is profound. Just as Jesus humbled himself to the point of death on the cross, we too are called to embrace humility in our lives. Often we encounter situations where what seems to be weakness or failure in the eyes of the world is, in fact, an opportunity for God to display his strength and grace. When we face trials and challenges, we're invited to look beyond the immediate shame or discomfort and see the potential for God's redemptive work. It is in these moments that we can experience the scandal of the cross in our own lives, understanding that God can turn even the most dire circumstances into something beautiful and transformative. In our interactions with others, let's not shy away from the parts of our faith that may seem foolish or scandalous to the world. The cross teaches us that God's ways are not our ways. What may appear to be foolishness is actually the wisdom of God at work. Just as Jesus embraced the lowly, the outcasts, and the broken, we are called to do the same. The scandal of the cross is a beacon of hope for the downtrodden, reminding us that God's love and grace are available to all, regardless of their social status or past mistakes. As we reflect on the scandal of the cross, let us consider how we can honour its nature in our daily lives. How can we show love and grace in situations where the world sees only shame or weakness? Perhaps it means extending forgiveness to someone who has wronged us, even when society tells us to seek revenge. Maybe it means standing up for the marginalised and oppressed, even when it goes against popular opinion. Or it could be as simple as showing kindness and compassion to those who are often overlooked or forgotten. By embracing the scandalous nature of the cross, we align ourselves with the transformative power of God's love. We become vessels of His grace, shining a light in a world that so desperately needs it. Today, on Good Friday, let us commit to living in the paradox of the cross. Let us embrace humility, find strength in weakness, and live counterculturally, just as Jesus did. In doing so, we will experience the scandal of the cross in our own lives and become agents of God's love and redemption. As you go through the rest of Good Friday, you might want to continue to reflect on these thoughts. In which case, this question may help you. How can you honour the scandalous nature of the cross in your daily life by showing love and grace in situations where the world sees only shame or weakness? I hope to see you back here soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, in this Easter season, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.